Tip Thursday is back again. By now, you've probably heard about the free TOEFL quiz you can take at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. If you haven't taken the quiz yet, I hope you'll consider taking it. If you have already taken the quiz, you can find other helpful resources at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL as well. Context is king. That's what we're going to be talking about for this TOEFL tip. So what do I mean by context is king? It means that when you are reading or listening to something, it's important to understand what's around it so that you can understand the content of what's being said or what you are reading. Context is the best way to be able to understand what a word means. So context is the environment or whatever is around that word or phrase. So let's say that you come across a word that you just don't know. You've never heard of it. And by the way, this will happen on the TOEFL test. You will read many words that you've never heard of before. And what do you do? Do you freeze? Do you panic? Do you focus only on that word and not move on until you figure out that one word? No, I think there's other strategies that will save you time and also get you to a definition more quickly. And so context clues are hints or little ideas or information found within a sentence or a paragraph or passage that you can use to understand the meaning of new or unfamiliar words. So context is the environment around something, and context clues are those little hints that something is true about something found within that sentence or paragraph. So let me offer you a few strategies and different types of context clues that you will find during the TOEFL test and how it can help you discover the meaning of certain words, because that is going to be a big part of what you're tested on, right? So let's first talk about definitions. Sometimes the definition for a word will actually be found in the same sentence as the word. So let me give you an example. His exhaustion, that is his drained energy and tiredness, was frightening to see. Exhaustion. Let's imagine you've never heard that word before. Well, the definition was in the sentence. His exhaustion or his drained energy or tiredness was frightening to see. So that tells you the definition there is tiredness, being tired. It's right there in the sentence. So that's one context clue you can look for. Oftentimes, a definition will be in the sentence itself. Okay, now let's talk about a second context clue, a second type, examples. A lot of times when you find a new word, there's going to be an example around it. It will be nearby that will help explain its meaning. So if you see words like including or such as or for example, that would point to a context clue that's going to give you an actual example of what that word is. Okay, so let me give you an example of this. Let's imagine you don't know what the word celestial means. Here's a sentence. Celestial bodies, including the sun, moon, and stars, have fascinated people through the centuries. Okay, so we got examples there. Did you listen to what those examples were? They were the sun, moon, and stars. So this was celestial bodies, including the sun, moon, and stars, have fascinated people through the centuries. And so you can see there are examples of what a celestial body means. Celestial means found in space. And so that's how you can discover what the meaning is. That's that second type of context clue. It's an example clue. Okay, now let's talk about our third context clue, It's a synonym restatement clue. So you should know what a synonym is. A synonym is a word that is similar to another word. So if we say big, a synonym to big would be large. So this context clue is that when you hear a word in a sentence, there might be a synonym that comes after it that you know. So you might know what that synonym is, but you don't know the original word. So look for those synonyms. That's an important way to look for it. Okay, fourth context clue is the antonym clue. Okay, so the antonym clue is the opposite, right? It's a word that means not and the other word. So this has an opposite meaning. This is where you're going to be able to contrast it to that word. So let's say you don't know what a word is. Well, after it, it could give an antonym by saying the words although, however, or but. And that signals that they are going to introduce an antonym, or they will contrast something for you so that you can know when you hear although, however, or but, it's going to tell you the opposite of what that meaning is. Let me give you an example. When the light brightens, the pupils of the eyes contract. However, when it grows darker, they dilate. Oh boy, there might be, you may not know the word dilate, right? When eyes dilate. And so you think, well, I heard there was a however there. Maybe the opposite of dilate is in the sentence. And it is. When the light brightens, the pupils of the eyes contract. And contract just means to get smaller. However, when it grows darker, they dilate. So we know the opposite of contract would mean to widen or to get bigger, right? Okay, so let's think about another context clue. And this would be mood or tone. Okay, it's really important to understand the tone of what a speaker or writer is saying. A tone or a mood could be upbeat, happy, disappointed, argumentative. It could mean, you know, it could be a variety of things. The mood really helps know what kind of words we're going to be expecting. Let's say that a speaker in the listening section is speaking and they sound angry, right? They sound really upset that they can't get their schedule entered for this next school semester. There, we're going to know that the mood or the tone, we might hear words that harmonize or match that mood or tone. And so we'll be able to listen for those types of words. The last type of context clue that I want to share with you is the inference clue. So this would be a situation where you can make an educated guess based on what the context is happening. So you're aware of what's going on in the reading or in the listening, and you're following the situation, and then all of a sudden there's a word. But it doesn't surprise you because you understand what is happening around it. This is called an inference clue. Let me give you an example. She told her friend, "I'm through with blind dates forever. What a boring night. I was bored every single minute. The conversation was absolutely vapid." So you may not know the word vapid in that sentence, but you were following me as I was speaking, right? It's a blind date, meaning, you know, you don't see the person before you're dating them. It's so boring. I was bored every minute. Even the way I was talking, you know that I'm not happy, right? So when she says the conversation was absolutely vapid, you might think, well, there may have been some synonyms there. Maybe it means boring. And you might be right there. But also you're listening for inference. You're listening to tone. You're listening to everything around it. And you're realizing that vapid means uninteresting or boring. And that's called an inference clue. These context clues are so important to practice so that when you see new vocabulary, which you will during the TOEFL test, that you feel prepared and you know that when you see certain triggers like however, or you know, little trigger words like that, or similarly, you'll know that a context clue is coming. So if there's ever a word you don't understand on the test, just take a minute and look all around that word, because context is king. I hope you enjoyed that lesson as much as I did. At the start of this lesson, I told you about my free TOEFL assessment at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. Start earning your dream score today. The first step is by taking my risk-free TOEFL assessment at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. Happy learning!